Welcome to our podcast, where we dive into the important topics affecting young people today. I'm Robin, and joining me is our insightful guest, Alex. How's it going, Alex?
Hi, Robin. It's great to be here. I'm excited to discuss such a crucial topic today.
Absolutely. We're focusing on the mental health crisis among young people, specifically those aged 16 to 20, attending vocational high schools. It's a significant issue that deserves our attention.
Indeed. Let's kick things off with some staggering statistics. Recent studies indicate rising rates of anxiety, depression, and mental health challenges in this age group. It's vital to understand what might be contributing to these trends.
Right. One key factor is the immense pressure young people face today. They're juggling academics, part-time jobs, and social lives, not to mention the influence of social media and the looming uncertainties of the future.
Exactly, Robin. It's like walking on a tightrope, where maintaining balance becomes increasingly difficult. When we compare past generations, the expectations weren't so digitally amplified or instantaneously judged.
That's a great analogy. Let's explore why this matters. Ensuring mental well-being is not just about being happy. It's foundational to achieving success in other areas of life, such as studies and work. Mental health affects everything from daily functioning to long-term goals.
Right. And recognizing mental health as part of overall well-being helps remove stigma. Just as we'd care for a physical ailment, attending to mental health is fundamental. It's crucial that both students and schools prioritize this.
Absolutely. Schools play a vital role. They're not just educational spaces, but communities where young people spend most of their day. Implementing mental health programs and resources can make a significant difference.
And there are experts highlighting the importance of peer support too. Studies show that young people might find it easier to relate and open up to peers who understand their struggles.
That's a great point, Alex. Encouraging open conversations and support networks can create a sense of safety and understanding.
But of course, there are challenges. For instance, some argue that focusing too much on mental health might add pressure to schools, diverting resources from academic learning.
True, but we shouldn't view it as an either-or situation. Mental health is integral to learning. A student burdened by anxiety might struggle with concentration and retention. Addressing mental health is fundamental to academic success.
That's crucial to understand. By integrating both academic and emotional learning, we cultivate healthier, more resilient young adults. It's about striking the right balance.
Exactly. So to wrap up, it's clear that supporting young people in their mental health journey is not just beneficial, it's necessary. They're our future, and investing in their well-being today ensures a healthier society tomorrow.
Well said, Robin. Thanks for having me. It's been enlightening discussing such an important topic.
Thank you, Alex, and thanks to our listeners for tuning in. Remember, taking care of your mental health is as important as any other part of your life. Until next time, stay well. And take care.